Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
And good Monday morning. Follow the Money here at Circus Sportsbook in fabulous downtown Las Vegas. Dave Ross along with the King, Super Bowl champion quarterback Sean King. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, man. Circa is packed this morning, right?
It's already rolling.
People throwing the dice, the cards, I guess, are turning the right way. I like it. I like the vibe. I walked in, first time being up at 4 a.m. in a while, and man, the energy was magnificent. I know Derek Stevens got to be smiling.
Oh, it's fantastic. It never sleeps. Yeah. It literally never sleeps. You walk in, and it's just like people everywhere. I'm still sure people are still buzzing about the weekend in sports, too, that we're going to get to. We're going to have Brian Crowell join us from Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio to talk all the things that happened over the British Open. Bobby V is going to join the program in hour number two. Of course, when the Metropolitans were there in the World Series back in the day, Bobby V was the manager, had some disguises. We might get into some of that.
I've got an interesting little story with Bobby V, too, because I was spending a lot of time in Stamford, Connecticut, so I got to ask him how Bobby V's is doing. That used to be my little hangout.
Okay, we'll bring that up to him and see what he's got for us. Micah Adams is going to join us in hour number three from the Sporting News and talk all things NBA as well and get into some of the rumor mills that we're hearing and maybe some moves with Donovan Mitchell and maybe even, I don't know, Russell Westbrook going to Utah? Doesn't seem like a fit. We'll figure it out. That's something that might actually happen. And Ralph Russo is going to join us in the third hour as well to talk all things college football with all the transfer portals, all the coaching changes. I can't believe it. We're getting closer. And that's where I really wanted to start today before we look at what happened over the weekend. For you as a former quarterback, and I know for me as a former media member covering NFL football, July, this is like, get in those vacations, like Mitch and Pauly, like get them in now. And that's why we're in today here on Follow the Money, because you got camp coming up in a matter of, 2 weeks?
Right.
So would Sean King already be in shape, or do you get to camp to then get into football shape? And for those that don't know, what's the difference between being in shape and football shape?
So to put context on this, July is vacation month for the media.
Yeah, it is.
If you're an NFL player, I mean, you're tightening the screws in July because you're putting the finishing touches on your off-season workout program. You know, you're setting up your schedule for training camp, how much rest you need. You know, what are some of the supplemental things that you need to have available during camp? So you're kind of, you know, in that last little leg of making sure that day one training camp, you're ready to go. So to answer your question, at least the teams that I was on that were good, we came into training camp already in shape and just used training camp as another way to kind of fine-tune our muscle memory as it pertains to the specific system that we ran. Because that's what training camp is about, making sure all the nuances with the offense or defensive scheme, like, it's second nature to you. So that way when you get into game, real-life situations, now you can just, you know, let your instincts take over and play.
I feel like old school, like 80s, 90s, the players used to use camp to get into shape.
Yeah, they brought 24 packs.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
I heard all those stories in D.C. of the Hogs.
Old Milwaukee in the locker room.
Oh, my God. Like, to me, it's mind-blowing to think of the way athletes are conditioned today.
Right.
Versus the way they were conditioned mentally as well as physically. And then it literally would take training camp to kind of get all that out of them, get them ready for week
one.
Well,
they invented this thing called the internet. I'm for real. Like, it seems so simplistic, but the internet created exposure to all kinds of different ways to get a person in shape. I mean, back then, it was just word of mouth.
Right.
I mean, you got your information. They used to have, like, a newspaper in a plastic bag that they threw in everybody's driveway. And that's how you found out what was going on in the world, because the television really only showed you the local news. I think this predates, like, CNN and you know, and these like national news channels, so you just didn't have access to it. You thought what you were doing was right. Remember, it was like a sign of weakness in practice to hydrate. And now, like, it's mandated that, you know, in football they have to stop practice so guys can hydrate. So I mean, the science around how to get an athlete to his peak and maintain that peak is so much more advanced than it was then.
And I do think, and this is where you'll get to some nuance today with the conversations of, well, the athletes today are bigger, stronger, faster. They just might be more well-conditioned.
Yeah, and
right?
they're exposed to better methods of finding their peak and then maintaining it. Whereas, as you mentioned, to, you know, to start the show, for a long time, you use training camp to get into shape.
Right. I remember very well when I'd get to D.C. and for the – formerly Washington football team, whatever they call it, Commanders now. And when I'd get there, you know, 5 a.m., you know, sun's not up yet. I'd be the first person at the old Redskins Park there in D.C. And Mike Shanahan would be there, coaches on the treadmill. It'd be me and Coach Shanahan, the only two people at the park. Those coaches, man, they work around the
clock. Yeah, I coached. I know. That's why I came back to broadcasting.
You don't miss those days?
Yeah, now I'm up at 4 in the morning.
And then I remember Albert Haynesworth trying to pass a conditioning test. And we weren't supposed to be rolling, but of course you're rolling.
Right.
Roll all the time. And he didn't pass. And it'd be him and the trainers out there. And that became big news in Washington, D.C., right? Because he just wasn't in shape.
Right.
So those days now feel like they're kind of over. And that's only 10 years ago. But so, like Haynesworth, they literally are working him out. And if he can't go to practice in July because he's not physically fit enough to do it.
Yeah, and it's really different now. I mean, the union is so much stronger now in the NFL than it was. You know, they collectively bargain, you know, all of these time constraints now, whereas when we played, I mean, you practice. Like, it was nothing to be, you know, full pads, you know, late in November, you know, still having contact. It's just so different now. I wouldn't have asked Albert Haynesworth to pass a conditioning test. I would have asked Albert Haynesworth to terrorize the opposing team's quarterback.
Didn't like football. That was the problem with Albert Haynesworth. Didn't like football. You love football, and it helped you win a ring. By the way, I want to use a football analogy for what we saw yesterday over at the birthplace of golf, St. Andrews.
Ooh.
Okay. Rory McIlroy, I felt like I watched the round twice because I have no life. He didn't miss a shot. He did not miss a shot. He hit all 18 gurs. Greens in regulation.
Mm-hmm.
You know how hard that is to do? He hit every green in regulation. Didn't miss a shot. Didn't win. I thought he played defense. I thought what he did was he played defense.
What does that say?
That says 170.
I'm showing David Ross Rory McIlroy's net worth.
$170 million.
So this is how I was raised. To whom much is given, much is required.
Mm.
So when you've been blessed with that kind of financial platform and you are in the conversation as best golfer in the world and you hold the lead coming into Sunday.
Four-shot lead.
Yeah. No excuses, no explanations. He just didn't play good enough. Like, I'm not going to look at it in the context of he played great and he just missed a few putts. No, he lost. He had a four-shot lead. He's supposed to be considered by some people the best golfer in the world.
Well, they want him to be.
Right. You got to win that tournament. Like, hold him to the same standard that you held Tiger, Jack Nicklaus, like all these greats to. Like, if that would have been Tiger or Jack Nicklaus and they had a four-shot lead and they played the round that Rory played, people would have said that they choked. So call it for what it was. He choked. He didn't make one putt.
Ow.
He had putt
wow.
after putt after putt after putt. And if he makes any of them,
you know how many edges?
He's the Open Championship.
You know how many edges he burned yesterday? I mean, if it was like a cigarette butt, it went all the way down to the nut.
He didn't get it done. I'm glad he didn't.
Well, you had Cameron Smith.
I bet Cameron Smith, so I was actively rooting for the Cameron Smith. It was probably about 7:30 in the morning when I start thinking Cam had a shot. I was like, okay.
And the crazy thing is, he didn't make his move to the back nine. He was still down three going to the back nine.
Yeah.
And by the way, I hopped in on Cam Smith as well, about plus 1550 before the final round. And I just thought the number's too big for the best putter in the world.
Right.
Cam Smith's the best putter in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
His putter worked.
It did. And the thing is, I think what would be harder, and I wonder if this ever happened to you, either at Tulane or in the NFL. Did you ever play what you felt like was the right game plan? We played the game, you know, Herm Edwards, we played to win the game, and we didn't win the game. Like, we did everything we're supposed to do, Rory McIlroy. And I think he thinks, I had four subpar rounds all the rounds. Cam Smith shot over par on Saturday and still won this tournament. Rory didn't have a day like Cam had on Saturday. Is it going to be tougher for Rory now to think, what did I do wrong? Like in
few I don't think
men.
It's tougher for Rory because I don't feel like the golf media holds Rory to the right standard. Like, I think, like, they give him a pass. Like, the headlines today should have been Rory choked. I mean, that's what he did.
Wow.
I mean, you got to call a spade, right?
But 18 under at the birthplace of golf. And look, he's going to play 18 differently if he's only one down. He was going for eagle on 18.
Think about the putt that Cam Smith made. I think it might have been 16 where he pulled his approach left behind the trap.
Oh, that was 17.
And he had 17. He had to putt up. And now he has, like, what, a 14-footer?
For par?
Par. He makes it.
He won the tournament on 17.
Yeah.
He absolutely won the tournament on 17.
One guy made his putts, another guy didn't.
And on 17, the road hole, which is one of the most famous holes in golf, maybe the most famous hole in golf. They say it's one of the best holes in any championship, Masters, U.S. Open, you pick it. That road hole at 17, because it's just so difficult to reach that pin, certainly on a Sunday. And Cam did exactly what you said. Rory hit two incredible shots. He's got about, what, a 13-footer for birdie?
Yeah.
Burn that edge.
Cam played to win. Even on 18 tee box, I don't think he had hit driver.
Hadn't.
In four days.
Very astute
He pulled a driver out. He was playing to win. I respect. Hats off to Cameron Smith.
I do too. And again, we're going to talk a lot more about this because there was some very interesting stuff after the round of golf where Cam was asked, are you going to go to LIV? Because, by the way, kudos to whoever that media member that had the you-know-whats to ask Cam Smith in that moment if you're going to go to the rival golf league. And his answer was ambiguous at best. Let's put it that way. So we'll break that down a little bit later. But, of course, the first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Sean, when we come back here, we're going to do Win Some, Lose Some again. Kudos to you for a big win on Cam Smith getting it done yesterday. So for everybody that had those Cam Smith tickets, I know you're celebrating today. We'll also talk about some other wagers you might have won or some, like I had in the UFC, that were tough beats. Don't go anywhere. Much more to get to. Follow the Money right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
And it is time for Win Some, Lose Some. Sean King, Dave Ross coming at you here at Circus Sportsbook. And we already mentioned our big win, and that was the Aussie, who says he's keeping the mullet, by the way, Cam Smith.
I like the look, and it's him. It's what separates him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of who he is.
Like, if you're walking by a random television and you see the mullet, that's Cameron Smith.
You know it right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't shave that. By the way,
hat tip to Cam Smith. I had him at 19-1 pre-flop to win the tournament. Shout out to our guy Wes Reynolds. Great information leading to these golf tournaments. It's unbelievable. So I'm glad he came through on Sunday because I was nervous after Saturday.
By the way, speaking of Wes and Brady Cannon here, do a great job on long shots each and every week. I'm in a golf tournament with those guys for the majors. I didn't win. They did. Those guys are good.
They're really
sharp. And by the way, Wes had a ticket on Cam Smith to win any major. And he got that at about 30-1.
Wow.
You get a better number than you would have gotten in the individual tournaments. So shout out to Wes and Brady. You got to check it out. I'm telling you, it's the best golf information you're going to get. I always say this. I'll put it up against any golf handicappers in the world.
Absolutely.
They're that good. Win some. If you watched the UFC on Saturday, as I did, and I was a little disappointed because it was a win for Yair Rodriguez, El Pantera, a great nickname, against Brian T. City Ortega. Now, You see what's in quotes there in parentheses?
Injury.
Injury. So Ortega got a takedown, and that's what he wants to do. And when they're rolling on the ground, because Yair can roll, all of a sudden Ortega goes to make a little move, shoulder pops out. Ah! I had Ortega.
Wow.
And so that's the way you lose it. So it's a win for Yair Rodriguez. It's a loss for yours truly. And look, I can deal with losses. I've had 3 losses via injury in the UFC in the last year. I had Alexander Rakic. I had him against Jan Błachowicz. He's destroying Błachowicz. I got the over 3.5 in the 3rd round. Goes to make a kick, blows out his ACL.
So I'll be honest. I don't know anything about UFC. I get all of my UFC betting information from D. Ross, who's sitting right here next to me.
Let's go, baby.
I completely missed the entire UFC card. So I guess I'm on the loss side. I text D. Ross probably about 4 o'clock on Saturday, like, who do you like in UFC? Oh, I went 3-1. It's over. I was like, what?
Exactly. It was like, and they had it in Long Island. I'm thinking, why would you do it so early in the East Coast? Yeah. No rhyme or reason for Dana White in the cards. The crowd was electric, by the way, at Long Island. And certainly shout out to our guys here, First Strike. Shameless plug here. But I think we do a great job as well.
You guys do a great job. I follow you. I don't even attempt to do my own homework on it. I just follow what you say.
Well, I'm glad you do, because Jillian Lee was a big winner for yours truly as well at good plus money against Muslim Salikov, and he got that KO, TKO in the 2nd round at plus 310. And Lee lost the 1st round against the King of Kung Fu. I wish I would be called something like that. Like the King of, like, my nickname's Sauce Ross. It's a good nickname.
Can you really call anybody but Bruce Lee the King of Kung Fu?
This dude's got kicks.
Okay.
But he got knocked out. And that was good for us because we were on it here, certainly at the First Strike crew. Maybe the best fight that I've seen, I'd say in the last, this decade, was Matt Schnell. If you saw this fight, Matt Schnell, and I went back and watched it again, the 2nd round, people, just go back and watch it. Find it. I don't know how you're going to find it. Find it.
Okay.
It's the best 2nd round I have seen, arguably, in UFC history. Matt Schnell was almost out, and I counted 7 times the referee could have stopped it. 7 times. It's like Ferris Bueller, 9 times. I don't remember Matt Schnell being almost knocked out 7 times. Yeah, he was almost knocked out 7 times, and somehow in the same round finishes it off with a sub at plus money. Absolutely insane. I had Lucky Lauren Murphy, big dog, okay, against Miesha Tate. And by the way,
that's old school right there, right? Miesha been in the game a long time.
And by the way, props to Miesha Tate. She went to Yankee Stadium and watched the Yankees against the Bo Sox the day after getting her butt kicked. And she took a picture there. She's got one eye bandaged up. She looks like she literally just got in a fight, which she did. And she posted it, and I went, that's a fighter.
Yeah.
And by the way, props to both women. It was an hellacious fight in the best possible way. And Lucky Lauren Murphy cashed for us here, and she did it at plus money. She earned it. There was nothing lucky about it. And there's something about you guys, and I say this to you guys as athletes in general, her mentality is a big win for me. And she got up there on the mic, and she said, I'm not going to stop. I don't care if you want me to stop. I'm not going to stop until I get that belt. She wants a shot at Valentina Shevchenko.
She's committed. I like it.
Again. And she put in the work against Miesha Tate. Have you been betting the Orioles?
I have.
Because I know Tim Murray has.
I have. I've been betting the Mariners. Like, so I try and get on these teams when they get to like 3 or 4 wins and it looks like it might be something. And then I kind of stick with them until they lose. I don't overthink it in baseball.
I mean, the O's have just been cashing tickets for you lately.
They have.
And by the way, the Nationals finally beat the Braves. As a Metropolitan fan, we like to see that. And certainly you love that if you get that plus money at plus 240.
That was Stryker, right? That was surprising.
Yeah, that was definitely a bit of a surprise. And then those Yankees roll over the Sox. That game easily goes over.
Yeah, Yankees put up 2 football scores back-to-back. Red Sox got some issues.
The Lusums, if you did have the Braves, I'm sure you're going, I laid almost $3, and they get worked by the Nats because they've just been beating them like a drum. And then suddenly, it just doesn't happen. So you lost that if you laid that 280. And also the Strohs, what happened against the A's?
Yeah, I'm fading the Strohs. I'm not high on them. I know there's some people who think they're the best team in the American League. I'm just not high on the Strohs. I think they go through the motions too much on defense, make a lot of unforced errors. Mm. You know, I question the stability of that pitching staff. Now, having said that, at the trade deadline, I'm sure there'll be buyers. They'll be trying to add a Luis Castillo or somebody to help bolster that rotation. But, you know, it's something about them that I think they're missing something.
Yeah? Doesn't feel like the same.
Yeah, defensively. I mean, for the talent they have, if you watch them night in and night out, pass balls, you know, the catchers.
Just sloppy. Catch.
Altuve not stepping on second, turning a double play. Kyle Tucker dropping fly balls. Like, it's always something, you know. Sometimes it gets, you know, brushed under the rug because they find a way to win the game anyway. Yeah. But, you know, the playoffs, you know, all of that stuff matters slightly more.
Could it be because they don't have somebody banging on a drum themselves to tell you what the pitches are? We've got some.
Hey, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I believe we have. And what I love about this, I don't know what this video is going to be. But apparently this is a dancing dog is all I've been told.
I love dogs.
That is a dancing dog.
I saw this, and I thought this was Photoshop.
That's a real dog up on two and just going for it. What's your question?
I mean, I love it, but I just thought, like, what's the is the other dog, like, the security? Like, there's
a dog.
Well,
let that dog dance. Sometimes you just got to dance. I've got people that are
coming. Look at the dog at the bottom. Is that the security guard? I mean.
The security dog?
Yeah, and, I mean, he's feeling it. Okay.
He's got the tongue out and everything. He's going for it. Do you like when coaches do the gritty? Because that is Dabo. What exactly is the gritty? Like, what's?
I mean,
why
I
is
always
that the gritty?
I always assume, and you probably shouldn't assume.
Yeah, because you know what that does.
But I just assume that it came from music. Like every dance that I see, I just presume that some artist in some genre of music created this dance, and now everybody's doing it.
I was there in D.C. when John Wall
Dabo
got there.
Has on a lot of colors right there, by the way.
It's an interesting look. John Wall hit the John Wall, by the way. Scott Hansen, he's already ready. If you know Scott, and I do know Scott, he's high energy.
Okay.
Like, Scott's ready to go. Are you ready for the NFL?
Absolutely. I think everybody is.
Who isn't?
Yeah.
Who would say no to that? Who's like, no, you know what? I want to wait a little bit longer.
I'm going to get my Survivor entries here at Circa, too, so... You guys haven't signed up for Circa Survivor, I definitely would get in. This was awesome, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was great.
A.J. Dillon just takes out a mascot.
This is old school here, Oklahoma drill.
Here's the problem, though. See, the head comes off the mascot.
Yeah, because the pad level. Look at the pad level. Low pad level, man, is everything.
So that's
He's
on the mascot?
Straight up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, mascot guy, yeah, yeah.
I do want to get into this J-Lo talk. We don't have time to do it really justice now. J-Lo got married again to Ben Affleck. I guess it was his number two for them.
Uh-huh.
And apparently J-Lo, she's not well-liked here in Vegas. And she got married here again. Bennifer, they're back. She's not really well-liked with the tipping. Because apparently Ben tried to tip, and it was like $20,000. Uh-huh. She took back $19,500. And it caused a stir, uh-huh, allegedly. And when you got people like that calling you out on Twitter, that ain't good.
I'm going to stay out of that.
Mm-hmm. Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook, where you can claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com. Okay, we've got so much more to get to throughout this show. And again, we got some great guests coming up. We're going to talk to Brian Crowell soon about what we saw. And I can't wait to ask Brian if he shares your mentality that Rory lost this, Cam didn't win it.
Well, Cam won it. I'm going to give Cam his credit.
Okay.
I'm just saying, for how Rory's regarded on a national scale as far as where he ranks among current golfers, I would consider Sunday a choke job.
Much more to get to. Just getting it started. It is Follow the Money right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is serving up big wins with our new weekly profit boosts on all tennis wagers. Visit BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app every Wednesday to receive a 20% profit boost on any tennis wager. That's right. Log in every Wednesday, automatically receive a 20% profit boost. And now you can even live stream your favorite tennis players right from the Bet Rivers app. So heat up your summer with the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app. It's a whole new game. Back with Sean King. I am Dave Ross. This is Follow the Money. By the way, I was a a good tennis player in high school. Well, did you ever play tennis? You ever get out there?
I've got a great story. My mom tells it better than me. I tried to register for a tennis tournament as a 15-year-old. I'd never played before.
You never played?
And I just watched it, and I was like, I can do that.
Now, that's frustrating for me.
I didn't have a racket or anything. But see, then when I started playing for the Bucks, I used to work out at Saddlebrook Resort with a guy named Pat Echeberry. And so Pat was a trainer for Jennifer Capriati, James Blake, Marty Fish, Martina Hingis, Helena Dokic. Like, all of them were, Sharapova, I think? Yeah, that was dating Fedorov from the Red Wings. Yeah, so all of them were there. So then I kind of got into it a little bit. And I can do everything but serve. The serve is an issue. But mine had a good mean forehand and a really good backhand.
Here's what I'm going to say about that. I get frustrated with professional athletes that I've gotten to know personally and then play either tennis or golf with. You guys just pick it up. Your hand eye is better than mine. It's better than the layman, right? And it's frustrating because you guys shouldn't be good at everything. That's all I'm going to say. It really is. So it's annoying.
It's very interesting because I played both at Tulane, basketball and football. I felt like I was good enough to play major college sports.
You just picked a whole bunch of sports. You just pick one.
I'm not going to sit here and say I could have made the MLB in baseball. Right. I definitely wouldn't have made NBA in basketball, but I was good enough to be on a major college team in all those sports. But then there are some guys I know that were better than me in football, and that's all they can play. I mean, if you put them on a basketball court, they can't dribble, they can't shoot. So it's really, I think, an athlete-by-athlete kind of thing.
You know, I don't know if we'll get him on tomorrow or if we've got room. Lorenzo Alexander, my buddy, he now plays golf a lot. If he's already better than me, I'll disown him as a friend. Yeah. But that's not fair. The guy's a two-time Pro Bowler, you know, Buffalo Bills, and now he's a golfer? You guys can't just do that to us.
I love golf. That's my favorite sport now. I'm actually pretty good, too.
By the way, I had a moment with Martina Hingis.
Yeah, that's my buddy, man.
I love Martina
Great,
Hingis.
Great, great girl.
Big fan.
Tremendous.
The Home Run Derby, are you like, this is like one of the slowest sports days of the year, this Monday, right? Before we get to the All-Star game, All-Star weekend. The polar bear, Pete Alonso, is going for a three-peat.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I don't know if it matters to him. It feels like it does now. And now, he's the shortest favorite on the board to go ahead and get that three-peat done. How do you handicap a Home Run Derby? Do you look at it like who's motivated to do it? Because, again, if Pete, like to me as a Metropolitan fan, just hit those bombs in the second half.
So it's interesting for me because like I'm so exhausted by the time we get to the baseball All-Star break. Like I kind of take it off. Like it'll be on TV, but I'm not really watching it.
Yeah.
I definitely don't watch the MLB All-Star game. But I will say this. I will be tuned in to this home run hitting contest because I want to see what $440 million looks like.
Whoa.
Juan Soto turned down $440 million. So I'm going to watch because I just want to see because maybe I'm missing something.
Well,
I know he's a good player and I know he's only 23, but I mean, I'm expecting him to win just because, I mean, obviously he has a bigger offer sitting there from somewhere. So I'm going to watch and I'll probably lay a little bit on him. I mean, 550 is pretty decent odds. There's nothing, you know, else really to do. So I'll probably, you know, just so I can have a sweat.
Something to go.
Yeah, so I can have a sweat, but that's why I'm going to be focused on Juan Soto.
When Bryce Harper won the home run hitting contest in D.C., and I remember it very well, it was an homage. You could feel like it was a goodbye to D.C., right? Because it was in D.C. at Nats Park when that happened. And it was like, man, I'm out. And the Nats at that time, by the way, had made a similar offer to Bryce, $300 million at that time, which would have been the highest. Nobody wants to play in D.C., apparently. Nobody's.
Do you think that's what it is?
I don't get it. I worked there for almost 20 years, was at Nats Park for shows all the time, three times a week in homestands. It's a beautiful park. I don't get it. Like, what's the disdain for D.C.? Because it sounds like Juan Soto wants out.
If someone wants to offer me $440, I'll go to D.C. So if you have any buddies left over.
I don't know if I can get you that kind of change.
I could do the show via Zoom.
I kind of like your play, though, of Soto here at plus 550. Because to me, Petey, the number isn't good enough anymore. Last year, I think the repeat, you could have got him about 5-1. And I was on him last year to go back-to-back. Schwarbs hits bombs. Acuna Jr.
Now, I mean, Schwarbs has been swinging the bat really well. So if you're looking for a guy in a groove outside of Alonso,
yeah,
it'd be Schwarber. I like the story behind why I'm going to play Soto a little more.
I did too. Because he's like got a point to prove now.
Right, right.
I turned down the biggest contract in the history of Major League Baseball.
A Nationals player. Maybe the worst team in baseball.
And I said, no, I don't want your money. Your services are no longer required.
Yeah. I didn't realize he was as young as he is, 23. Because he was a member of their World Series team, right?
Yeah,
I think he was.
Yeah, I do. That's yes, exactly right. Yeah, because so he was still the
I presumed he was older than that. But
and he was the replacement for Bryce. That was the deal. Like, okay, we're going to let Bryce go, and he goes to Philadelphia, right? And we're not going to pay him the money. We'll give the money to Juan Soto. They're trying to give the money to Juan Soto. He doesn't want the money.
So I'm going Juan Soto to win the home run contest at plus 550. Which way are you going?
I don't want to just, like, parrot what you say, but I would have to bet Soto.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's just kind of funny to me is Pujols.
I think this is like a victory lap for Pujols, right?
Can he still mash at that rate to get you 18-1 and cash that ticket?
Oh, he can't win it. I just think they're like spotlighting him, like a lifetime achievement award while he's still an active player. That's what this is, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
that's what it feels like.
Pujols not even hitting home runs, you know, at a high rate in the regular season. So,
you know, the weird thing about Pujols coming home to St. Louis, right? It did have a LeBron feel when he came back to Cleveland because they hated him. Okay, St. Louis fans are going to get on me, right? Because the best fans in sports and all that, so they're always polite. They were mad at Pujols when he turned down the money and left to go to Anaheim way back.
But he got more money to go to the Angels, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like he got 300, big, didn't
oh,
he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, like, yeah. So like, yeah, I don't know. Is it on Albert? Is it on the organization? Right. And now he's back, and this does feel like a tip of the cap. This is it.
Right.
Right? This is the last hurrah.
Yeah.
You're not going to take a shot at 18-1?
And in baseball, no.
Okay, well, then, if I can't intrigue you in that, what about that he just gets one bomb at 15-1 for the long? Because he's not going to have the stamina to mash with the young kids the whole time.
No, he can't. Yeah, no.
Right?
I don't think he has the bat speed to hit. Like, have you seen Schwarber and Soto swing?
Oh, my God.
Like, they're probably going to hit one out of the park, like, literally. Well, I don't know. Pujols is going to be.
Like, just one mighty swing?
I think he's a guy that's had a tremendous career. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And he's also a guy I think a lot of people internally in baseball like.
Oh, yeah.
So this is like, again, give him his flowers while, you know, he's still an active player. That's what I think this is about.
By the way, for league winner for the most home runs, there's no way I'm weighing 335 with the National League. It's no way. Okay, and I get it. You got the polar bear. We keep.
You just got a lot of unproven guys from the American League.
Well, Julio, like,
good players. I mean, Julio is a tremendous player.
Has he already wrapped up Rookie of the Year, by the way?
Maybe. The kid from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Having a really good year. You know, you never know. You know, baseball's so many games. You know, we sit here at the All-Star break and feel one way, but, you know, four weeks after this, you know, we might feel completely different. But I think the proven guys are in the National League. Like, you know, Schwarber and Alonso and Soto are going yard, like, multiple times. Like, just those three alone.
I just don't know what I'm going to get at Acuna at 5-1. I'm not playing that.
Yeah.
And I know what I'm getting at Seager.
Acuna plays around too much.
Yeah, and Seager.
To trust him, like, betting.
Yeah, I'm not.
Like, he's one of those guys that has too much fun. Like,
he's going to cameras out.
Right.
Which you should.
Which I'm not knocking it, but
no.
I'm not betting with him.
No, right. Exactly. Yeah. So the guys that we're looking for, the guys are going to take it seriously. And I think you've identified. I think it's Juan Soto.
I agree.
I think that's the right price at plus 550. And again, that's kind of where Petey was last year when he went for number two. I just can't take the short number with Pete Alonso plus $1.85. Can't do it. But the longest home run is intriguing because I believe it was Soto last year who won that. And he's plus 350 here. I might go straight Soto. SS. Straight Soto. Give me plus 550 for the winner and for the longest bomb. Because that kid, man, it's like a missile when it comes off his bat.
I like it.
Where's he going to go? Who's going to get him? John King, break that news right now. Is it going to be one of the New York teams?
I don't know. Like, I was looking at Dustin's notes there. I mean, I would presume that his agent is Boris. I'm assuming he's with Scott Boris.
Like, Boris had all the Nats back in the day.
Is that correct?
I believe that is correct.
So, you have to think they already have with Scott Boris. So you have to think they have a couple confirmed offers that are bigger than 440. Because I don't care where.
New York.
I don't care if you're in Pittsburgh with the Pirates, no offense to them, or Oakland with the A's. You don't turn down $440 million unless you know you can get more from somewhere else.
It's amazing to think that he turned down the richest offer in the history of Major League Baseball. Not going to take it. When we come back, Brian Crowell is going to join us here from Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio. Talk all things Rory. Come on back. Follow Money. Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here. For only $19, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today. You're going to get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage. Sean King, it's coming. Premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL when they come back next year, and NASCAR. So if you want that full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st. So sign up now at VSiN.com/summer. Back alongside Sean King, we are rolling here on Follow the Money. I am very excited to have our next guest. Brian Crowell is going to join us here from Sirius XM PGA Tour. Brian, let's get to a conversation that that Sean and I were having at the beginning of this show. And thanks for joining us today on this Monday morning after the British Open, or as they say, the Open, because we're snobby here. Do you look at this as a situation that Rory McIlroy lost this tournament or Cam Smith won it?
I mean, listen, I'm actually a little saddened for golf in a way, because this was such a fantastic story. I mean, this kid is four strokes back to start the day. He turns and rolls in five birdies in a row, shoots a 64, and now everybody's talking about the one that got away from Rory. Cam Smith, I mean, that is one of the most incredible performances on a Sunday at a major championship that I can recall. Just absolutely fantastic. And listen, all the spotlights should be on Cam. And I do give Rory some credit, because this isn't him. This is media. This is people building up these stories. But Rory was all class, and he tipped his cap to Cam and said the better man won today. And I give him credit for that. But, yeah, it's all Smith, all Cam Smith.
You know, Brian, this is interesting, because I do think that Cameron Smith played outstanding. But at the end of the day, Rory choked.
Woo!
And, you know, it's just my truth. You know, I try and always stand by the fact that the truth doesn't have emotions. It's just the truth. But when we look at some of the golfers that have been put on this pedestal like Rory has, a lot of those guys, if they had the same Sunday where they missed putt after putt after putt, and the narrative would have been slightly different. Would you agree?
Yes, I think so. I mean, and I don't know, I guess choke is a strong word in this case, because it wasn't like he shot a 76 or a 74. I mean, he was two under and missed a ton of chances. I think it's the first time, I can't remember the last time, a guy is leading, heading into the final round of a major, hits all 18 greens. He went 18 for 18 hitting greens. That doesn't sound like a choker, but no putts dropped for the guy, and he missed a bunch of chances on the greens. 18 two putts, and there you stand at two under, and it got away.
It does feel like, if you just gave those stats, the 18 gers, right, with a four-shot lead end of the day, what's the percent winnage there? 90-95%? Like, that's how astounding it really was for Cam Smith and what he did in the back nine with four straight birdies. So, you know, Brian, I look at this, though, and I go, if I'm Rory McIlroy, and this is something Sean and I talked about at the beginning, mentally going forward, he hasn't won a major now in 8 years, and he doesn't win this, playing defense, if you will, what's in Rory's head today? Like, he's got to be thinking, am I snake bit? Am I never going to win another major? Because we all just assume he will. But if you can't win this one, hitting 18 greens in regulation, I mean, Brian, he's got to wake up today going, what in the world just happened?
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, listen, if we could have Rory paired with Cam Smith yesterday and see how it all played out, I think it's a little different when you're away from that action, at least by one group, and you're playing alongside somebody who's sort of fallen apart and hasn't been there before. So my feeling is that if they were paired together, this would have been different. I think Rory had a game plan to go out there, play solid golf, not make any huge mistakes. And I don't think he saw any 64s coming at him. Mm. And I think that's a mistake. Obviously it's a mistake.
And yeah, and that's the thing here. Rory executed his game plan, and the game plan wasn't good enough to win. Let's flip the script a little bit here, because I know both Sean and I had tickets on Cam Smith, so we're happy about what happened yesterday. But in the post round, and I do give kudos, Brian, you know what this is like to be in those media centers and have to ask those tough questions. It's not always easy. And a tough question was asked of Cam Smith, even with that claret jug. Are you going to go to LIV Golf? And his answer, Brian, was, I like to say, well, there was a lot of ambiguity with that answer. Basically saying, well, I let my people determine that. I just try to play golf. This would be a real tough spot for the PGA Tour if he were to leave for LIV Golf. Even Rory, who's kind of been the torchbearer now for the PGA Tour, had said last week, you know, we almost have to sit down at a table and having almost like a come to Jesus talk with the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. How in the world do you think this plays out? And if they keep losing guys that are rumored to be going, How do you think this plays out with major championships? Because if you don't have the Cam Smiths and the Dustin Johnsons and some of the best players in the world that aren't eligible to play in the majors, that's going to take away from the majors.
Absolutely. And I mean, like so many of us, I sit back right now and fear this chapter that we're in with golf, because there's a lot of concern. I mean, this thing is not going away. I give them credit for that. They've created something, and the players have taken the bait, and they're heading that way. And some of them, like Taylor Gooch, step into LIV with the hopes that this is all going to work out, and the major tours are going to somehow get together and have a big hug and figure it all out. And I hope that's the case too, but I don't think we're anywhere close to that. I think we've got a lot of heat coming. And, I wonder if Cam Smith, now that he's won the Open Championship and has won the biggest prize the RNA has and a massive moment in golf, I wonder if he's going to reconsider and backpedal a little and say, you know what, maybe I'll stay on this other side of the major tours and let that LIV thing pass for now. I don't really know. I mean, I know it's a tempting carrot out there. It would be for me. Here's a $100 million. Come on right. Over. But I'm hopeful that we can somehow find a way to get it all together. But you're right. The official world golf rankings are not going to award points, at least not in the near term, for these LIV events. So players are going to slowly drop from the top of the rankings, and then they're going to lose eligibility for majors. So it's a mess right now.
You know, it's interesting, Brian, because I think this is fascinating to watch. And I'm of the belief that when I played in the National Football League, the NFL is king. But if the CFL would have said, Sean, I'm going to give you $100 million to leave the Bucks, I'd have been in Canada. I'd have been trying to be the next Warren Moon or Doug Flutie. The financials are so great. For instance, if you win a LIV event, there's only eight, but the fields are smaller. First place is, what, $4.5 million? I think.
Wow.
Cameron Smith just won $2.5 million for winning one of the majors. So when does the conversation go to the PGA Tour and their responsibility to make these purses more competitive? Because you can make an argument that when you go to the LIV tournament, you not only make more money, but you actually can be a husband and a father. Because instead of being gone 40, 42 weeks a year, you're going eight. So when is the PGA kind of going to take some of the brunt of this criticism, as opposed to the guys that are leaving, you know, going, you know, to another tour that's paying better and allows them more family time?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a moment here where they do come to the table. I think it's got to happen, because clearly the guys are taking the money and they're leaving. I mean, I would say this, Sean, if someone told you you could make five times the money you made in Tampa Bay on the Saudi Arabia FL, or you could win a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. I mean, you know, those discussions, I think, are what's happening with a lot of these players, at least the better ones. And there's a lot of confused people out there. And I know the agents are pushing like mad. I know the caddies are pushing like mad. Maybe the wives and spouses. I don't know. You know,
I'll be honest. I enjoyed winning the Super Bowl, but I'd have been in Saudi.
No. Hey. Needed you to say I'd take the ring. But,
listen, the ring don't pay bills. The Super Bowl. It's a great memory.
No.
Hey, Brian, we really appreciate you getting up early this morning to put a bow on what we saw
stuff,
over
Brian.
The weekend. Great stuff as always, Brian Crowell from SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio. I appreciate you, Brian. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Enjoyed it, guys. Have fun. Thanks.
Yeah, what a wild week. And again, those questions have to be asked. And it's not what we want to be talking about today. But when you ask Cam Smith that question and he gives you an ambiguous answer, this is the reality. It's not going away.
And my Deion Sanders voice, must be the money.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 years or older. Offer not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full terms and rules. Come on back. Follow the Money. Hour number two, getting ready to start right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Bet Rivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. Bet Rivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes Bet Rivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 pound sportsbook. Must be 21 pound sportsbook. Must be 21 pound sportsbook.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.